Please pray with me. Lord God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations, may the thoughts of all of our hearts and all of our minds be pleasing in your sight. Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My name. My name. My name is Judas. You know my name. Everyone knows my name. I'm the guy who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. I have to tell you, not a single day goes by where I don't think about that night and ask myself, why? And it might surprise you, but on that night, I actually thought I was doing the right thing. The Pharisees, they asked me to lead them to Jesus, but they didn't need me. Everyone knew who Jesus was. Just a few days before, on that Sunday, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, everyone watched him. He was on the donkey. Everyone was waving their palms. They saw Jesus. They knew who Jesus was. Then Jesus went to the temple. He made quite the scene, overturning all the tables and yelling at people. People knew who Jesus was. And he was a creature of habit, always going to the garden at night to pray. People knew where to find Jesus. They didn't need me, but they wanted to pay me. Who was I to say no to 30 pieces of silver? Besides, I didn't think Jesus would be hurt. Earlier, there had been a time when a large crowd was angry and came up to Jesus. They were going to throw Jesus off a cliff. You know what Jesus did then? Walked right through the crowd. I figured he'd just do that again. Jesus would be safe. I'd have more money in my pocket. If anything, I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought that I was helping Jesus out. He was always talking about building his kingdom, claiming his throne, beginning his kingdom. But he did a whole lot of talking, not much building. I thought I was helping him, forcing his hand, if you will, that by bringing the soldiers to Jesus, Jesus would have to fight back, and finally we could fight against the Romans and claim his throne. I thought I was doing the right thing. That's how Satan works, isn't it? Twist our thinking, twist the truth just a little bit, so we think the wrong we're doing is right. That night, I thought I was doing what was good. And people are always pointing their fingers at me. You probably are too. I'm here to tell you, you betrayed Jesus too. And you're probably thinking, now hold on. I'm not perfect, but I'm not like you, Judas. I'd never betray Jesus. Really? You wouldn't betray Jesus? Don't make me laugh. Walking down the street, see an attractive member of the opposite sex, you notice you just keep walking, but you turn and you take a look. Or you're at the table with some friends and a name comes up and you have some juicy gossip, some information on that person. You know if you share this information, you're going to hurt that person, but you're really not a fan of them anyway. They have it coming, and this will make you the center of attention. So you share that gossip. Or you withhold your generosity to someone in need. Or you tell a little white lie, just enough to get ahead. Every time you put yourself before someone else, every time you put yourself before God, you betray Jesus. You and I, we're not much different. We're the same. But we don't have to be the same. Not completely. Because when I betrayed Jesus, when I saw what I did, then I saw that Jesus was arrested and he was going to die, I was devastated. And I took that money. I tried to give it back to the Pharisees. They wouldn't take it. I've come to realize, though, even if they had taken that money, it wouldn't have made up for what I had done. And I looked at myself and I said, Judas, look at what you've done. You can't be loved. You can't be forgiven. Your life is not worth living. You know what I did? I took my life. I hung myself from a tree in a field. You don't have to be like me. When you find yourself at that crossroad, when you have sinned, when you have betrayed Jesus, know that God is down the other path, ready to forgive you. There is nothing you can do that is too big or too dark that Jesus won't forgive you. That's why Jesus came. Everything he went through, my betrayal, his arrest, his trial, his death on the cross, it wasn't an accident. It was part of God's plan for you, that you might be forgiven. One of my fellow disciples, Peter, he wrote these words. Hear them. You are a chosen people. God chose you. He loves you. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, people who belong to God. You were chosen to tell about the excellent qualities of God who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Every time you're standing in the darkness of your sin and your guilt, know that Jesus is there to forgive you and give you the light of his forgiveness. Once you were not God's people, but now you are. Once you were not shown mercy, but now you have been shown mercy. Whenever you find yourself at that crossroad, you've betrayed Jesus, you've sinned. Look away from that dark path and look to the path of light. And know that Jesus stands there to forgive you.